Revolutionary War on Wednesday. Chapter 1, Wednesday.
"Wake up, Jack,"
Annie whispered. Jack opened his eyes. He looked at his clock. It was 6 a.m.
"Come on,"
Annie whispered. She was standing at his bedroom door, already dressed.
"Now?"
said Jack.
"Yeah, it's Wednesday. We have to go to the treehouse," she said.
"Oh, man, Wednesday," said Jack. Suddenly, he was wide awake.
"We have to help save Camelot," said Annie.
I know, said Jack, scrambling out of bed.
"Meet you out front," said Annie.
Jack quickly changed into his jeans and t-shirt. He threw his notebook and pencil into his backpack. Then he slipped down the stairs and out the front door. Annie was waiting in the gray early light.
"All set?"
she whispered.
"Yep," said Jack.
They took off running across their yard. They ran down their quiet street and into the Frog Creek woods. Soon they came to the treehouse. They climbed up the rope ladder. In the early light, they saw Morgan's note, the same note they'd found on Sunday. Jack picked it up and read aloud.
"Dear Jack and Annie, Camelot is in trouble. To save the kingdom, please find these 4 special kinds of writing for my library. Something to follow, something to send, something to learn, something to lend. Thank you, Morgan."
Annie picked up a piece of paper lying on the floor. It was a list of rules from the famous nurse, Clara Barton. They had met her on their journey to the Civil War.
"On Sunday, we found the first special writing," said Annie. "Something to follow."
"Yeah," said Jack. "And now we need to find the second thing, something to send."
He picked up a book lying near the note. The cover showed soldiers on a snowy riverbank. The title was The Revolutionary War. Jack frowned.
"Uh-oh," said Annie. "Another war," said Jack, sighing.
"You still want to go?"
said Annie.
"We have to," said Jack.
He hated the suffering he'd seen in the Civil War. But they had no choice. They had to help Morgan and save Camelot. He pointed at the cover of the book.
"I wish we could go there," Jack said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.